Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mission Mishaps, Entry 6, Hephaestus Log TRK 536, Day 553. This is the audio log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel. I'm coming to you, dear listeners, from the comms room of the USS Hephaestus, and today is Day 553. No, you heard right. 553. Some might call it the best day of the year. Some might call it the most awesome day of the year. Some might call it the most delicious day of the year. But, well, yours truly, being a simple, down-to-earth soul, I just call it Thanksfrickin'-giving! That's right. Tonight, one night only, juicy turkey slathered in gravy, stuffing with a steaming side of mashed potatoes, pecan pie, and lembas bread.
I need a favor.
Yeah?
I know I said that I'd cook dinner tonight.
Yeah?
But I can't. I think I picked up a cold.
From where? How? We're in outer space!
Really? Really? You, Doug Eiffel, want to go down that road?
Yeah, I didn't think that one.
Mister, no, really, my throat feels so scratchy. I think I need another sick day.
Okay, fine! Never mind then.
Good. Would you mind taking over dinner duties?
Wait a minute. I thought I was banned from the kitchen after the whole sriracha incident.
Would you just do it?
Okay. But as amazing as I am at eating Thanksgiving dinner, I don't actually know anything about making Thanksgiving.
I'm sure you'll figure something out. I'll see you in the mess at 1900.
Wait, but... Okay. No need to panic. I mean, as long as there's turkey, everything should be fine. And I mean, it's just cooking. How hard could it be? A little heat, a little salt. I got this. Put off dinner prep long enough. Time to get the turkey out of cold storage. Let's see. Turkey, where's the... Okay, must be in the second one. Okay. What happened to the... We definitely had some turkey, so where did it... Okay. No need to panic. Well, I mean, some need to panic. I do need to put together a Thanksgiving dinner, and suddenly there's no turkey. And what is Turkey Day without the turkey? It's nothing. Just day. And we've had way too many of those up here. Come on, there has to be something in here. Freeze-dried plant proteins, spam, spam, baked beans, spam, dehydrated meat supplement, gruel, unidentified protein sludge. Well, friends, it looks like the closest thing we have to turkey is spam. Cans of spam. 4 cans of chunky, bouncy spam. Oh. Of course, some might say, oh, that'll do. That's close enough. And to them I say, ding ding, shame. I mean, even Hilbert, freedom-hating foreigner that he is, knows the difference between the true taste of American turkey and... Wait a minute. Hilbert.
Why on earth would I help with this madness?
Because this is important. It's an honest-to-God emergency.
And this emergency you speak of, it is that...
I need you to work your voodoo magic on this spam to make it taste like turkey.
One moment, Eiffel. Chemical trial log RH45. Compound I was exposed to may have psychoactive properties after all. We'll study further. Eiffel, you cannot be-
Oh, I can be. I'm totally serious, Doc. Do in the spirit of Thanksgiving.
What? Thanks. Is that today?
Duh.
Oh, I do not understand this giving of thanks. How does one give thanks?
That's not-
Can I give indifference? I have plenty of that.
We can give thanks to turkey.
You give the turkey feeling?
No, we are thankful there is turkey. But the giving of thanks is to the people around you and the world in general. Just turn this spam into turkey, okay?
No, Eiffel.
Please?
No.
Come on.
Oh, well, if I have to come on.
Really?
No.
Oh. Oh. I get it. I see. You know, Doc, you could just say it.
Say it?
Totally. There's no shame in it.
Shame.
Yeah, shame. You know, because you're not good enough. Didn't pay attention in Transfiguration class. I bet potions was more your thing anyway.
Enough, Eiffel. Success is highly improbable, even if theoretically could use compound to trick taste buds.
Perfect! That's the stuff! Ooh, and speaking of stuff, how about some stuffing?
You want me to stuff? What?
No, stuffing the food.
You want me to stuff the food? Into what? Is spam, Eiffel? Already in can. Very condensed state.
No, I want you to, while you're working your turkey magic, also make stuffing. Stuffing is a food made out of bread that is cooked inside the turkey.
Once again, Eiffel. It is spam. Even if you brought me bread, which you did not. I do not think either of us could conceal bread inside cans of spam.
No, you make it separately. Forget it. Okay, how about some pecan pie? Can you do that?
Pecan pie?
Yeah!
I like pecan pie.
You do?
Once had pecan pie at Lula Jane's Bakery in Waco, Texas. Ordered 6 full pies. Ate nothing else all week.
Why were you in Waco?
I may have been over hasty, Eiffel. If this Thanksgiving includes pecan pie, maybe it's not so terrible.
All right. See, Doc? You're starting to get it.
Very well, Eiffel. Let us do it. You and I, together, we shall cook Thanksgiving dinner.
We shall?
And it will be the greatest Thanksgiving dinner ever made.
Yeah, it will.
Where do we get started?
All right, step one.
Eiffel, Hilbert, what the heck are you two doing? Dinner's ready. Your turkey is going to get cold.
Commander, I was just... Wait, what?
Thanksgiving dinner. You do remember Thanksgiving, right? Hira found some extra turkey in the reserve freezer yesterday.
She did?
Oh, yeah. There was plenty. Might even have some left over for Christmas.
Ah, very good. You did not happen to find any pecan pie?
Wait, so there's... Dinner is... You just...
There's real turkey?
There's real turkey? There's...
You okay, Eiffel?
Yeah. Honestly, right now, I don't know whether to kiss you or punch your commander.
Either one would get you immediately jettisoned out of number 3 airlock.
That is true.
But wait. If you were making dinner this entire time, why did you put me on cooking duty? And you sound a lot healthier than you did a while ago.
Oh, that was Hira's suggestion. She thought the best way to keep you away from the kitchen was to put you in charge of dinner.
Very sound hypothesis.
Yeah. Although I do have some mixed feelings about her being right about that.
Was everybody in on this?
I was not.
That is also true.
I do not care.
And that is also true. Doesn't mean you get to skip dinner, Doctor.
Okay, fine. But if we could go back to what's really important here... oh my god, we have real turkey!
Come on. You can thank me when we all sit down at the table and go around one by one.
Oh, it'll be my pleasure. Lead the way, Commander. Lead the way.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Scotty Shoemaker and directed by Gabrielle Urbina and Emma Sherjarko. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I?
Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo!
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now! Before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What? What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interests?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this. Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.